Good evening, Audio Boo Land. It's John McLeod speaking, and with any luck, it's you listening. It's the end of the weekend, and that's a kind of all too soon as well. And it's been a funny weekend. I've been quite amused. It's largely actually been dominated by a very large spider, which I have elected to call Loki, because last night, as I was on my way to bed, I trapped it in a glass, much as Loki was trapped in a big circular container for the Avengers, which I watched on Friday. That it actually took a long time to watch on Friday. I forget that film was actually quite a lot longer than most films. Never actually feels like it when you're watching it, though. That's quite nice. Anyway, I watched Avengers, and then I listened to Conor Oberst and the Mystic Valley Band's album Outer South, which I heartily recommend. It's a very good CD. And then I came to bed, and this would probably be about 2 o'clock on Saturday morning, and got into bed and wrote an email to a friend. And as I was writing this email, this spider just crawled out from the side of the wardrobe up the wall. And it was one of those really huge spiders that a lot of people seem to be getting at the moment in their houses. And it just crawled up the wall, and it was so big that I just saw it move in my peripheral vision. And I did that thing that you always do when you see a massive spider on the wall, where you don't break eye contact with it. And you're just staring at it and kind of feeling about with one hand to try and find something that you might be able to trap it in. But it was so big, this spider, and on the wall, I had nothing in the room that was the right circumference that I wouldn't end up chopping a leg off by accident or anything like that. So, And then it crawled up to the top of the wall and to the back corner behind the wardrobe, which my room is very, very, very tall. And if you put a wardrobe in the way, it's just no way you can get to it with anything, nothing to trap it. And by this point, you know, it's, what, 2:30 in the morning. It was probably 3 in the morning, actually, by this point. And I ended up finding I have a Nerf gun, and I loaded that, and I spent probably far too long. I wasn't going to go to sleep while it was in the room and moving about, because can you imagine waking up with no. So I spent a while taking pot shots at this spider. Partially I knew there was a chance I'd hit it, and I was so desperate for sleep that it didn't bother me as a thought, because the need for sleep was outweighing it. And I was also kind of hoping to coax it out of its corner so I could trap it, maybe, you know, as a killing it was the last resort. And then it came down from its corner and started racing around my room, at which point all rationality disappeared, and I was chasing it round with a shoe, trying to hit it, and kicking a suitcase at it. I've actually knackered my suitcase a little bit in the attempt. And then I thought it had died and gone, or, you know, gone away somewhere and expired, so I went to bed. And then last night, I was about to go to bed, and I noticed it was just standing outside my bedroom door, so I picked a glass up and put the glass over it. And it was, why wasn't it that easy when it was 5 in the morning and I'd been chasing it around with a shoe?